Welcome back to Grammar Lab, your go-to audio workshop where we tinker with sentences and calibrate our word usage for clearer communication. In today's episode, we're going to sort through a common English conundrum. Stick with us as we explore the difference between more than and over. And trust me, it's a journey worth taking.
Dive right in, Abby. Let's consider the simple sentence. She saved blank $50 this week. Now, some of our listeners might insert more than in that blank, while others might think over is the right fit. But which one is correct?
Excellent starting point, Jack. For years, the rule was pretty rigid. More than was used with numbers, and over was applied to signify spatial relationships, like the bird flew over the tree.
That's right. The Associated Press style book, sort of the Bible for journalists, used to insist on this distinction. However, in 2014, they changed their guideline, accepting over with numbers as well.
Interestingly, the usage of more than for numbers dates back centuries. It primarily quantified amounts and has persisted in this role. Now, for over, the Oxford English Dictionary lists a usage example from way back in 1380, showing it also quantifying numerical amounts.
And through the ages, over in reference to numbers appeared in many literary works. Charles Dickens used it in A Christmas Carol. The firm was known as Scrooge and Marley. Sometimes people new to the business called Scrooge, and sometimes Marley, but he answered to both names. It was all the same to him. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel had ever struck out generous fire, secret and self-contained and solitary as an oyster. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. A frosty rime was on his head, Dickens included the sentence. He couldn't replenish the dwindling pile of coal that was slowly growing extinct on the hob. She also mentioned that the cat would dart about the room chasing shadows as the coal dwindled and grew.
As language evolved, so did these rules. Today, both more than and over can be used interchangeably when dealing with numbers in many style guides, but some traditionalists still prefer using more than for numbers and over when referring to spatial relationships or amounts that are not exact.
How about some examples to help our audience grasp this? I'll provide a sentence. The recipe calls for blank 3 cups of flour.
Since we're talking about an amount that's not exact, I'd say over fits here. The recipe calls for over 3 cups of flour.
Good choice, yet more than would not be technically wrong, just less common in this context. Now let's flip it. There were blank 100 people at the concert last night.
There were more than 100 people at the concert last night. Still, you could also say over without getting side eyes from grammar professionals. To wrap this up, if you're pondering whether to use more than or over, remember the traditional rules, but also note modern style guides give you the flexibility to choose. It often boils down to preference or context.
And with that, we've neatly packed this episode of Grammar Lab. Remember, language is an ever-evolving creature, and we're here to help you keep pace with its changes.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us.
We hope you enjoyed our exploration of more than versus over. Stay curious, and until next time, keep parsing, Grammar Lab enthusiasts.